Nun Dalad Omer Aleph, the third line from the top, was studying the machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda regarding Kalim in a bar. According to the Chachamim, the Torah specifies in the parasha of bar, Shar o Chamar, these animals fell into the bar, and that's the exclusion of Adam the Kalim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, bar is chayv even on Kalim. Now the Gemara analyzes the sheet of the Chachamim. Why is it that according to the Chachamim, this pasuk, and specifically the two words in this pasuk, Shar and Chamar, are coming to exclude Adam v'Kalim? Why not suggest another possibility based on one of the Gimel Midos Shatorin addresses by him, which is called Klal Prat Uklal? Perhaps what the Torah is excluding is other animals other than Shar v'Chamar. Now here we have to emphasize to understand the Gemara that there are two different klalim. They're very similar but yet radically different. One is called Klal Uprat. And the rule is that if you have a klal, a general rule, and then a prat specific, ein beklal elamasha befrat. The other rule is klal prat uklal, when after the prat, the Torah adds a final klal, and then we're able to look at the prat and extrapolate what are the unique common features of all those items mentioned in the prat, and then we could turn it into a rule which is more general than what's specified in the Prat, but nevertheless it still is circumscribed. So let's go through these two possibilities. The Gemara says at first, Ema, why not apply the principle of Klalu Prat? It says Vinofal. In the Parash of Bar it says Vinofal Shama Shar O Chamor. That's called a Klal. Because when the Torah says Vinofal, it implies a general all-inclusive category of any nefila. And then it says shar v'chamar prat. Now again, you might ask, why is v'nafal a klal? After all, what would be shar u'chamar if not v'nafal? The Torah needed the word v'nafal. But in any event, the Gemara thinks that v'nafal has a general mashma'ut, a general implication, and therefore let's apply the principle of klal u'prat. She'en b'klal el ma'ase b'frat, that the klal itself in nofal is now being limited by the prat. Shor v'chamar in midi achrini lo, that other animals that fall in you're potter for. How do the chachamim know that all animals are included in the chiyuv of bar, in the parish of bar? Amri, so the Gemara answers that in addition to the prat of shor v'chamar, there's also a klal. And the pasuk says, "Bal habar yishalim." The implication is yishalim for everything. Here, the Torah is giving a general, all-inclusive yishalim, imposing liability for compensation on the owner of the bar in any scenario whatsoever, not limited. Chazav akala. So now we have, in addition to the original klal of v'nafal, we have another klal of bal habar yishalim. Sandwiched in the middle, we have the prat of shor chamor, klal uprat uklal, iata don elokena prat. So we start analyzing what's common to both shor and chamor, and the answer is mah prat meforosh balichayim. These two cases are examples of animals, af kol balichayim, to include all animals in general. And then, even though we're going to use this pasuk to exclude kalim, nevertheless, it can serve a double function. It's telling you when you are chayev, and it's also telling you when you're not chayev. You're chayev for chamor v'shar, meaning all animals, and you're potter for kalim because kalim are not bali chayev. So the Gemara now asks, I mah prat meforosh. You know what? Let's look at the two cases of shor and chamor. There's a common denominator here which would further whittle down this category within the general category of bali chayim. Because when it comes to the laws of tumas nevela, if an animal dies without shechita, the carcass itself is tameh. That's called tumas nevela. And tumas neveh, the carcass is metami b'maga, if somebody comes in contact with the carcass. Ubimasa, even if there's a separation between his body and the nevela, but he's carrying the weight of the nevela, he's tame, the tuma of maga umasa b'nevela. That's true in both the cases of shor and chamor. Is af kol dorish and ivlasa metama b'maga umasa, any animal that has through its nevela the power of contaminating someone through maga umasa, that would include all chayos and all behemoths, so the balabar is chayef. But what kind of a living creature is not included in tumas nevela? That's an oaf, right? We divide up all the members of the animal kingdom into three categories. Number one, behemoth. Number two, chaya. Number three, oaf. Oaf does not have this feature of tumas nevela b'maga uvemasa. There is a tuma in oaf, but that has to do with the base hablia if he swallows nevela of an oaf. But as far as carrying or touching a nevelas oaf, there is no tuma. He doesn't contract tuma. Is therefore we should assume it's not included on the shor v'chamor, and therefore there's no chiyuv bar. And the Gemara answers in Cain, if you want to suggest that the Torah here in shor v'chamor is coming to exclude anything that's not a chayo behema, is nichtov rachmona chad prota, the Torah could have chosen either shor or chamor, and we would have said what's unique about shor and or chamor. Again, if we would have chosen one of the two, that there's tumas nevela b'maga uvamasa. Why did the Torah feel compelled to add a second category of tumas maga umasa? It must be that the Torah added chamor or shor, whichever you choose, in order to teach us that even something that doesn't have the nevelas tuma, the tuma of nevela b'maga umasa, if it does have the similarities of bal chai to shor v'chamor, it's also included in the chiyuv bar. But the Gemara now is unhappy with this. What are you saying? Logically, the Torah should have indicated or should have written explicitly one of the two, shor or chamor, hey nichtov. Which of the two? Ikos av shor. Shor has a certain unique feature which you won't find in chamor. And then we're going to say it vice versa, swinging back the other direction. Shmor, havamino, what's unique about shor vis-a-vis chamor? Shor is a behemah tahora, and therefore karev legabi mizbeach. We can dedicate a shor for the mizbeach. In, that's what's included in the parasha of bar. But she'eno karev legabi mizbeach, an animal which is tameh and cannot be eaten, is therefore excluded from the mizbeach, and so to be excluded from the chiyuv of bar, because the Torah only mentioned shor. Because of Rachmana chamor, now chamor is a non-kosher animal, and it's not royal mizbeach, so we might as well derive shor with a kavah chomer. No, hava mina kadosh b'bechora in she'ein kadosh b'bechora lo. There's a unique feature to chamor, and that is considered that's the bechor of a donkey. And what's unique about the bechor, the firstborn of a donkey? It has the sanctity of kedushas bechora, and bechora generates certain chiyuvim. However, in the case of other bali chayim, their bechor does not have this unique kedusha of bechora. And I might think, therefore, that insofar as chamor, if it had been mentioned exclusively, is unique with regard to this feature of kedushas bechor, that's where you chayev. You're liable for the damages of a pit or a ditch. But other bali chayim, with the exception of chamor, that don't have this special sanctity of kedushas bechora, they are not included in the chiyuv bar. That's why the Torah has to add shor. Because shor is an example of bali chayim she'ein bem kedushas bechora, and yet they're included in this chiyuv of bar by virtue of the fact that the Torah said not just chamor but also bar. So we need both shor and chamor. We need shor to include even animals that aren't royal mizbeach. We need chamor to teach us that even an animal that doesn't have this unique feature of a chamor, namely kedushas bechor, is also included under the parasha of bar, of chiyuv bar. And now we can swing back to our original kasha, since the Torah had to say shor v'chamor, but let's assume that this prat called shor v'chamor is limited to those animals that are similar to shor v'chamor lafuke, to the exclusion of ofos, insofar as the other animals of behemus and chayas are nivlasa mitama b'magu masa. Elo amarach mona, the Gemara answers, the Torah says v'ames yelo kol dvar misa. How do we have the inclusion of ofos? It's based on the pasuk here in Parashas Bar that says Yoshiv lebalov v'mes yilo means anything that is subject to misa, which includes all balichayim, including ofos. So the Gemara is not happy with this. The Gemara says, "Wait a minute, v'mes yilo is coming to teach you the chiyuv bar on anything that's subject to death." Any Baal Chai is Iva Kasha, says the Gemara. Bein le Rabbanon de Kamemati lu le Kalim. Whether I hold like the Rabbanon who need Chamor to exclude Kalim. Bein le Rabbi Yehuda de Kamarbi lu Kalim. Or according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Torah added the word O to include even Kalim. Is Kalim b'nei Misa Ninu? It doesn't make sense to take this principle or this interpretation that what's included in the parasha of Bar on those things that are subject to death, namely Bali Chayim, but then the Pasuk naturally excludes Kalim because Kalim are not B'nai Misa, they have no life force, they're inanimate objects. So what was the Hava Mina to say that Yechayim for Kalim? That the Rabbanan needed a special Mina to exclude Kalim? And halach lemaisa, how could Rabbi Yehuda say that yechayef for kalim through the word o, when the Torah says v'ames yelo, only something that is dvar misa, subject to death? Amri, the Gemara answers, shvirasan zui misasan. As far as kalim is concerned, breaking the kli itself is considered like the death of the kli. So, insofar as the Torah says v'ames yelo, that principle applies not just to animals that are alive and die, but even to kalim that are alive, so to speak, and die. And that is by virtue of shvira. When they are broken, they are gone. Oh, here we have a kasha. If we're saying that v'mesia lo is coming to include not only animals, but also kalim, because shvira sensui misasam, then how could Rabbi Yehuda... Why does Rabbi Yehuda need the O as a ribui for Kalim? I already have a ribui for Kalim because they're included on the Misa. Shvirasan zui Misasan. But you're going to have to say that Shvirasan zui Misasan doesn't mean Misa Mamish. It's not like the Torah went out of its way to be Marbe Kalim, such that Rabbi Yehuda could substitute his, you know, for his O, this drasha of Mesia Lo. But it's like Misa. It's enough like Misa to assume that Kalim could be theoretically included in the parsha of the Chiyuv Bar. And that would explain why the Torah went out of its way to say Chamor Oshar to exclude Kalim, and why Rabbi Yehuda needs the O of Kalim. So again, even though Shri Rasan Zui Misasam, and therefore the Chiyuv of Bar in Kalim is Nitfas, Kalim, a Kli is Nitfas in the Chiyuv Bar. And why is that? Because Vamesi Elo is so generic that it could include Kalim as well. But nevertheless, we're going to exclude Kalim according to the Chachamim under a different drasha. Shar v'lo Adam, Chamor v'lo Kalim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Adarab, you're going to be chayef for Kalim, but we'll need an extra ribui, namely through the word O, because it's not really v'amesi Elo, it's like v'amesi Elo. But I need something to cross that boundary line and clinch that v'amesi Elo, the Kalim, are included in the parsha of Bar. So the Gemara now asks, Ula Rav the Omar Bor Shechival of Torah, La Havlo, Velola Chavoto. I don't get it. According to Rav, the Shita that we studied in depth, you're only chayev for Hevel in a bar, is what's going on here? What's the Havah mean that you can be chayev for Kalim? The Kalim were not destroyed through Hevel. Bein le Rabbanan, Bein le Rav Yehuda. Rabbanan requires special miut to exclude a chiyuv bar in Kalim. Why do they need that miut for? There's no Hevel in Kalim. And Rabbi Yehudu says, La'aloch la'maisi, you are chayev in Kalim in bar. What's he going to do? How can you reconcile that with the principle of Abaye? Of Rav, namely that the bar is chayv mishum hevel. There's no hevel in kalim, and the Gemara asks it as a rhetorical question. V'chi is kalim b'nei havla ninu? Are they broken because of the hevel? Is Amri, the Gemara says, bechadete demifke mihavla. The Torah is talking about kalim chadashim, brand new kalim. And a brand new kli is not yet solidified, it's not yet strong, again, this is back in the day in their manufacturing industry, such that the keli itself could be busted, could be broken over because of the hevel abar. And I might think that in such a scenario, yechayev, kamash balon, that's what we derive from the various different, respectively, different shitas, differently mudim, that regard to bar and keli, whether yechayev or yepot. And all this is because we're talking about Hevel as a dangerous force vis-a-vis Kalim Chadoshim that are poking Machmas Hevel Abar. The Gemara now asks, Akasha, what are you telling me? That Haifa Messiah Lo is coming to teach you that Ophos are also included in the Chiyuv Bar. Me Boile Lechid Rav, don't I need Messiah Lo for Rav's Drush that we've had in the past? Back on Daf Nun Aleph, we learned that Shor Psuya Mugdashim, a Shor that was Kedushas Mizbeach, and then a Mum fell into the animal, that in such a case, we are allowed to do one of two things. We can either let it die, but if we do so, there's nothing to do with the Nevela, it's also Lachil L'Klavim, or we could be poda it. Now, pigeon works in a partial way. The pigeon works to allow shkita so it could eat the meat of the sharp psula mikdashim, but the shkita could not be matir, the basar for klovin. So there's a residue of hegdesh, and it's also le hachilo, la hachilos neveloso le klovin. Now, let's say this sharp psula mikdashim during its lifetime, shenafal a bar falls into a bar. His Rava says, Potter, the Bala Bar doesn't have to pay for damages on a sharp Suli Mikdashi. And how does Rava derive this conclusion? From Shenema Vamesia Lo, Misha Mes Shalo. I mean, the entire Nevela is Shayach to its Bailim. Yotze Zesha Ein Hames Shalo. So let's just go over the Gemara's Kashi. You want to use Vamesia Lo to include all animals, including birds, ophos, despite the fact that the birds don't have this unique dimension of animals of tumas nevela, the magu mas. So that's why you took vamesia lo to include ophos. But wait a minute, we need vamesia lo to teach us, according to Rabbi, that sharp sulam gdashim. In the case of Shar Psuya Mekdashim, even if you were to shech the animal after pigeon, nevertheless, the mess is not yours. And that's a separate din. No, I'm sorry. It's only fit for human consumption, but it's not fit for klov m'lachil, klov to feed it to the animal. And if it's not called amiso, it's not his. So now that I need the pasuk of Hamesia lo for the exclusion of sharp psula mikdashim, how can I use it to derive that ophos are included in the chiyuv bar? Ela omar kra kesef yoshiv lebalov. There's an extra ribui in the pasuk. Le rabos called the islay bailim. In other words, the reason why Ofos are included in the parasha of Bar is not because of Ames Yilo, that we need for something else to teach us Sharp Sula Mikdash Mapata, but rather there's a special ribuy of a Kesef Yoshiv Lebalov. The Torah could have said Kesef Yoshiv, we would have known Lebalov. The extra word Lebalov is a ribuy to include anything that has Bailin. And anything that has Bailin that's owned, privately owned, includes not just Behemoth and Chais, but also includes Ophos. So the Gemara says, if you're deriving Ophos from this special ribui of Kesev Yoshiv Lebalov, afilu kelim v'odom nami. So now we should go a step further and say that Balim should include anything that's owned by Balim, including kelim. A person owns kelim. Or, for example, Odom would be inclusive of an Eved Knani, and that has a Balim to it. And in such a case, where Kalim or an Eved Kanani fell into a bar, the Baal Bar should have to pay damages, just like he pays damages for an oaf that was killed in his bar because of the special ribui of Mishi Yeshlo Bailim. And for the Gemara answers, Amar Krosh Sharvelo Adam Chamarvelo Kalim. That's exactly why we need this mute of Shar and Chamar to exclude number one, Adam, and number two, Kalim. Ula Rabbi Yehuda de Kab Marbi Lahu Le Kalim. Rabbi Yehuda has a special reboot from the word O to include Kalim. It's Bishlema. I understand the word Shar is Mimaipe Adam. El Chamor Maimamaipe. After all, the Chachomim used the extra word Chamor to exclude Kalim. Rabbi Yehuda has O to include Kalim. So what is the reboot of the extra word chamor, el amarava, chamor de bar le Rabbi Yehuda, kashia. Now I left out a few words here, but there's a famous statement which appears elsewhere in Shas as well, that Rava says there are two psukim that we were never able to figure out what they were there for, what the Torah was trying to teach us. They seem superfluous. First of all, we have the extra word chamor in the parasha of bar according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda has a ribui for kelim, not to exclude kelim, but rather kelim achayev in bar. Then, here are the four words I skipped, said the aveda l'divrei akol. In the parasha of Hashavas Aveda, the Torah adds the word seh, which seems to be completely superfluous. The pasuk reads, Lo sire eshor achicha o eseo nidachim v'salamta mehem v'hoshev teshivem le'achicha. Why did the Torah have to bother saying, that's the most question, seh? It says, Lo sire eshor achicha o eseo, or his seh, nidachim v'salamta mehem v'hoshev teshivem le'achicha. The Gemara says, kasha. We really don't know. We don't know why we need the extra word chamor according to Rabbi Yehuda, who includes kelim. We don't know why the Torah had to add the extra word seo to include seh in the case of a lost aveid, the lost seh. Mishnah says nafal l'socho shor chayri shot v'katan chayov. We're not sure how to interpret these words shor chayri shot v'katan. Is it the shor that's owned, a shor of a chayri shot v'katan, or that the shor itself is being described as a chayri shot v'katan? My, what does the Mishnah have in mind? Shor chayri shot v'katan? Does it mean ilema shor shel chayri shel shota? Shell katan, it's owned by a chayr shel katan, which would imply that that's when the balabar is chayv ha. But in another case of a shor shel bikeach shor that's owned by a regular normal bar das is patur. That doesn't seem to make much sense. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shor shuhu chayresh, shor shu shote, shor shu katan. Of course you're chayav for the shor of a bikeach that fell into a bar. But Rabbi Yochanan is saying, the Mishnah is coming to tell you that if the shor itself is a chayav shor to be katan, then it's mufka from chiyuv bar. And here we turn to Daf Nun Dalid Amud Beis. The Gemara asks the following question. It would seem that with regard to shvarim, these specific categories of shvarim, the Baal HaBar is chayav, Hashar Shu Pikeach Patur? Are you telling me that if the Shar is intelligent, in inverted commas, the Balabar is Patur? That we didn't find. Again, a Shar of a Pikeach that's owned by Pikeach for sure is Chayav. Is it so though that the Shar as a Hefta has to be a Pikeach? Omer Rav Yirmiya, Rav Yirmiya says, Lo mi boika Omar. The Mishnah has no intention to tell us that only if the Shar is owned by a Chayr Shot of a Kata, then you're Chayav. I'm sorry, only if the Shar itself is intelligent, it's a Chayr Shot of a Kata, you're Chayav. But if the Shar itself is intelligent, you're Patur. No, Lo mi boika Omar. The Mishnah wants to tell you that it's upgraded, simple, that a shar pikeach yechayev. But even on a shar of a shar that is a cherishot of a cotton is chayev. Lo mi boy, let me explain the logic, says Rabbi Yirmiya. I don't have to tell you that a shar shu pikeach is chayev. Avol cherishot of a cotton ema, charshus garmalo, cottonus garmalo, is there fully potter. In the case of a stupid shar, so to speak, the shar itself brought about itself through its own carelessness the mishap of falling into a bar. And therefore the owner of the bar is not chayev for such a thing. Kamash malon, no. You're even chayev for the shar of a katan or of a cherish or shoteh. Why? Because you created this bar. And we're not going to say, well, you know, the shar should have watched itself and it was lacking in intelligence. In fact, a shar should be chayev, an intelligent shar is still, you still chayev balabar. And that's the Kamash one. That's what the Mishnah wants to tell us, that even in the case of an imbecilic Shar, the Shar is lacking in its intelligence level. Therefore, you might blame the mishap on the Shar. No, we're going to always universally blame the mishap on the bar. And therefore, the Bala bar is Chayev, even in the case of a Shar Shilte, a Shar Katan, a Shar Cheresh. The Gemara is not happy with this. Amalei Rav Achal Ravina. Vasanya, I have a brice that's explicit on record that if the shar is intelligent, the balabar is potter. The brice reads, Nafal esocho bardas potter. If what happened was the shar that fell in was a bardas, it was intelligent, you're potter. Why? Because the shar should have been more careful, and don't blame the balabar. My love, shar bardas. When it says over here that you're potur for a bardas, it doesn't mean that you're potur for a shar that's a bardas, that you're chayav for, but you're potur if a man falls into the bar and he's a bardas. For the case of the filas shar, whether it is a shar that's bikeach or a cheshot tefat, you're always chayav. But in the case of Adam, since the Adam is a bardas, therefore you're potter. Elameata says, well, I don't understand. Adam bardas hu de potter, Allah bardas hu de chayav. Are you telling me that the reason why you're potter for Adam here in this price is because the Adam himself is a bardas? But if you had an Adam who is a Lav Bardas, then in fact you would be Chayav. But what about the Gzeres HaKos of the Miut of Shor V'lo Adam Ksiv, which seems to imply that you're not Chayav for any Adam, whether the Adam is a Bardas or even if he's not a Bardas. Elamai, let's reinterpret the Bardas in this price of Min Bardas. Bardas is another way of saying Adam. It doesn't matter whether the Adam was intelligent or he was an imbecile. You're always going to be potur because Bar is potur on Adam. The Gemara is not happy with this either. Amalei Rav Acha turns to Ravina and he says the following Vasanya Rav Braisa, which is explicit on this topic. Nafal is Socho Shor Ben Das potur. It's crystal clear here that only if a shor is an eno ben das, that's when the Torah says yechayev. But a shor ben das, and the braisa is explicit, shor ben das is potur. Elomar Rava, this forces Rava to reinterpret the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that nafal, what fell is a shor v'cheresh, Sharvu shota sharvahu katan dafka. You're only chayev if the shor that fell into the bar was lacking in intelligence. Aval sharvu pikech, an intelligent shor potter, my taima, the boy leili yune umezal. It's normal that the shor should be careful when it walks and make sure, guarantees that it doesn't fall into a bar. And therefore, we're not going to blame the Bala Bar as if he was the poshe, his negligence caused the death of the shor. But rather, if the shor is a bendas, if it's an intelligent shor, then the Baal HaBar didn't even have to, he wasn't even required in entertaining the possibility that such a shor would fall into his bar. He understood that the bar is not dangerous for your average Joe shor. Your average Joe shor would be very careful not to fall into a bar because it's a bardas. Tanya nami hachi, and in fact we have a brisa to support this position. Nafal esocho shor cheresh shota v'katan v'suma or v'mahalech balayla chayav pikech malach b'yom potur. An intelligent bar is potter. You're not chayev in a bar. The Baal Bar is not chayev for an intelligent shor bar das and be careful for falling into the bar. But that's only during the daytime. At nighttime, the Baal Bar is chayev even for a shor pikeach. And with regard to daytime, the only time the Baal Bar is potter is when the shor is a pikeach. But if the shor is a cherishot v'katan or a suma, these are various categories of animals that cannot be held responsible, or we cannot anticipate and expect they'll be careful about the way they walk and they won't fall to a bar. In such a case, you're chayev. But if it's a shor pikeach, then assuming it was daylight hours, then the shor pikeach certainly could protect himself and look on the ground and know and sense when there's a bar there and be careful not to fall into the bar. In such a case, we shift the negligence from the Baal Bar over to the shor itself, and therefore the Baal Bar is potter. And this leads up to the Mishnah here on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and this is the finale of Perek Chamishi Shor Shenogach Es HaParo. And after we finish this perek, in Yirtzeh Hashem, we start a very exciting perek called Hakonis, the sixth perek. Echad shor, v'echad kol behema, l'nefilas habor. The Mishnah tells us that with regard to the parasha of bar, any animal is included in bar, it's not limited to shor, even though the Torah mentions and specifies shor. Torah never meant to say that Yechayv only for Shor, but Yechayv for all behemoths as well. And now the Mishnah is going to extrapolate to other cases and other parashiyos and mitzvahs in the Torah, where in a similar way, even though the Torah mentions one particular scenario, we universalize it, we generalize it. U ve lafroshas har Sinai. The Torah commanded the people of Israel to be poresh at Har Sinai, and to make sure also that their animals do not climb Har Sinai before the great Maimon Har Sinai. And the Torah's language is Im Behema Im Ish Lo Yichya. The Torah warns us that a violation of this Chiv Prisha will engender a Chiv Misa Lo Yichya. And although the Torah does not mention ophos, birds in this case, the Torah doesn't mention chayos, nevertheless, the Mishnah, as we'll soon see, is going to be marbe even chayos v'ophos in Prisha. V'lisashlume kefel. Now, the Torah says that a ganav is chayev kefel, and this is again in Parshas Mishpatim Mishor ad Chamor ad Se chayev shnayim yishalem. And again, the Torah mentions shor. How do we know that you chayev for all animals kefel, not just shor? And we're going to have to derive from a ribui. v'la'shavas aveda. In the parasha of Shavas Aveda, the Torah speaks about sharachicha, seo, nidachim, v'salamtim, etc., etc., which seems to indicate that the parasha of Shavas Aveda is limited to certain specific animals, and we're going to have to derive from psukim, no, that the Torah is just giving examples, but yachayev for Shavas Aveda for all animals. Then we get to the mitzvah of prika. Prika means that a chamor, for example, which is a beast of burden, is carrying a burden, and you see such a thing, and you're able to help the owner of the chamor by doing prika, taking the burden off the back of the animal. It's something that's very hard for one solo person to do on his own. And even though the Torah specifies animals for the mitzvah of prika, specific animals, nevertheless the Torah says that there's a general mitzvah of prika that applies to all animals, and we'll soon see how to derive that. Then we have lachasima. Lachasima means the exact case of shor b'shas disha, when you are threshing or plowing your field with a shor, you're not allowed to muzzle the animal. You have to allow the animal to eat from the field. And the Torah specifies, singles one particular animal, in this case a shor. L'kilayim, the Torah wants to specify that there's an iser of harisha to plow your field with a shor and a chamor yachdov, both animals working for you simultaneously. That creates a kind of a kilayim. And how do we know that the Torah has in mind not just shor uvachamar, they're explicit in the Torah, but all mini behema? And we find with regard to the iser of harbas kilayim. Alright, because harbas kilayim is a separate iser kilayim. There's one iser kilayim which is hanhaga, you know, when he's being choresh with a shor and chamor together. Then there's another classification of an Iser Kilayim in Behemoth, and that's with regard to Harbas Kilayim. You know, we don't mate Kilayim. And the question is whether that applies to Chaya and Chayos and Ophos as well. That's going to be derived momentarily. V'l'Shabbos, we know that there's an Iser of working your animal on Shabbos, is a mitzvah of Shvisas Behema on Shabbos. The mitzvah of Shvisa with regard to Behema is fulfilled based on the pasuk v'sharcha v'chamarcha v'chol behemtecha. And the question is, how do we know that the same halacha, the same mitzvah and chiyuv of Shvisas Behema applies even to the case of V'chein chaya v'yof v'chayotze ben, even a chay and oaf have the same din as a behema l'gabi these laws of Shabbos, of Shvisas behemto. In kein lama nemar shor o chamor, you might ask now, in all the above cases that we had, let's just count them up. We had bar, and we had prishad har Sinai of the behemoth, we had tashlumi kefal for stealing behemoth, we had ashavas aveda to return an animal, we had prika, we have chasima, we have kelayim, we have Shabbos. Why are they all linked together? And the answer is ela shediber hakosu behove. The Torah is speaking about animals in a way that they're usually used. That's called diber hakosu behove. Now this Gemara is going to go through all the various different drashos, the basis of which we can extend the mitzvos beyond that which is literally singled out and mentioned in the Torah, behemus, shor v'chamor, etc., etc. And what limudim will justify this expansionary rule to include all chayos and all ofos in the various mitzvos that were mentioned in the Mishnah. So b'li neder, that's what we'll pick up tomorrow.